Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. And we give you the opportunity to ask all the questions of all the experts of all the things that you are confused about during lockdown, coronavirus, the year 2020. Legal questions to Ashton Naidoo, corona questions to virologist Professor Tulio de Oliveira, and consumer questions to the consumer expert Wendy Nola. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning, Darren. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you again. Any questions you have for Wendy right now, the lines are open. You can leave a WhatsApp voice note or text, and you can choose anonymity if you choose. 061-792-9495. First question coming through. Wendy Nola, what is happening with, what do you know about Splashy Fen and ticket sales?
Oh, okay. That's a big story. Splashy, like every event in the country and most of the world, has been cancelled because of the coronavirus. Mm. So it's one of those situations where, one of many situations where it's nobody's fault, it's not the consumer's fault and it's not the company's fault. Splashy was particularly unfortunate in that lockdown happened 3 weeks before the festival was supposed to happen. So obviously they had spent a huge amount of money on setting up the place. Is just a farm, so it requires huge infrastructure. Mm. And so what they've done is, well, they've told people to, please donate your tickets to help keep us alive. Mm. They've said they can't postpone the tickets till next year because they've spent all the money in setting up this year's one, and they've offered at most a 30% refund plus 20% off next year. And a lot of people have complained to me that that's not enough, because what's happened is, concert and festival organizers and marathon organizers and airlines, all those people aren't the only ones who've suffered in corona, through the coronavirus. Many people have lost their incomes altogether and they want a refund. So technically this week, in fact, the Ombudsman for Consumer Goods and Services, Gauteng Patlele, put a newsletter out saying, complaints relating to travel services, accommodation, weddings, all these kinds of things, festivals they're swamped with them. But she said, it is our opinion that force majeure does not apply to consumer contracts, which is a view that is echoed by several law firms that have published lockdown guidelines. So force majeure meaning it's a legal term for unforeseeable circumstances preventing a company from fulfilling a contract, right? So it's not just we're choosing not to do this to keep your money and not give you anything. It's beyond our control. But that doesn't apply. So technically people are required to give a full refund, but this is such a tricky one because, as I say, what does an organizer do if they're just not, they aren't able to do it? So, it's no easy answer there. I would say if you've got a particularly strong case and the money would make a massive difference in your life, then argue your case. But by and large, that's the very extraordinary situation we sit with Splashy and all sorts of other events and whatever. It's a difficult one to answer, Darren.
And then, morning, Wendy. We've got someone on the line for you. We've got Andy on the line. Andy has a question for when you actually go for your license. Andy, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Andy, your question for
Wendy,
please.
Wendy, it's a license renewal. That's what I'm looking at.
Yes.
Apparently, I heard previously. The driver's license renewal, sorry.
Right. Yes.
The license now, people are actually saying that one has to have an eye test prior to actually going to the center to obtain or apply for your new license, the license renewal.
Okay. So I ran this past Leighton Beard of the Automobile Association, who always knows answers to such things, and he said, when you book online, you get a message which says that you can an eye test from a registered optometrist or ophthalmologist is optional. So it should be, you don't have to go and have your test at the center, and it should be accepted by the license testing centers. But the Department of Transport spokesperson in a recent interview, a radio interview, said it was not acceptable and legally was not allowed So the AA is suggesting that people get these done anyway, privately, before going to driver's license center. He says it should be free, and the only hassle is the time it takes to do it. From personal experience, it takes about 10 minutes. If you get to a DLTC, I'm reading from his response, and they want to do it, then that's cool, but you have this as backup if their machines aren't working or they don't have the people to conduct the tests, which is always a possibility. I hope that answers your question. So in other words, cover yourself. Get it done privately and go there armed with it. And if they insist on doing their own, then that's fine.
Okay, cool. Andy, I hope you got the answer there that you're looking for. And then, Wendy, we also have someone on the line, a Serini, who has a very common question, but one of the most asked ones at this day. Serini, good morning, and your question for Wendy.
Good morning. Morning, Wendy. I would just like to find out, I booked a MSC cruise for earlier on this year. And when I asked for a full refund to go on the cruise, even at a later stage, I was told that I cannot get a refund. However, they will be issuing vouchers. So after a few weeks, I inquired what's happening with the vouchers. They said it's going to come from Italy. I eventually received a voucher via email, and they automatically just allocated a date for me for a cruise next year, which I don't even want to go on. I tried calling and no answer. I can't get any feedback or response as to how can I get my money back and not a voucher.
Okay, first question is, when was the crew due to depart?
The cruise was due to depart... I'm just trying to think of the date. It was the 20th March. It was the Bangra cruise, just a week before lockdown was implemented.
Okay, so the cruise was cancelled, not by you, but by the cruise liner, right?
Correct.
Okay, so that makes a big difference. Certainly, in my view, and based on all these travel cases I've taken up, that's not legally defensible, that position. Certainly not unilaterally deciding for you when your cruise will happen. I do have established contact within the company that I've been raising such issues with. So if you'd like to go into my Facebook page, and Darren will give the details a bit later, and send me an email with all your ticket references and everything else, dates, as much information as you can think of, I will do my best to deal with that for you.
Asked and answered already. Do you need to go and go get your own eye test before you go and renew your license? Yes, but to be on the safe side, just yes, just go with that. Go get it done somewhere else.
And Wendy, we've got a question here from Cam. Cam says, hi Wendy, I purchased flight tickets from Kalula. I've asked for a refund. I'm not sure whether I will get any back because of the business rescue or if I'm just last in line. Thank you, from Cam.
Yeah, I'm getting a lot of Kalula ones. Kalula is difficult because of the business rescue situation. All I can say is that legally, you're entitled to a refund for an air ticket if it was cancelled through no doing of yours because of lockdowns. But, you know, the Travel Agency Association and the Consumer Goods Ombud, they're all deluged with complaints, just like CAMS. If the company's not paying, then they're not paying. It's whatever the legal situation is, the reality is they're not paying. So this story is going to go on for some time, I'm afraid. I think it depends a lot what happens to the airline, through this business rescue situation. But I'm sorry for Kalula flyers. You're in a particular ticket holders, rather. You're in a particularly bad spot with refunds.
Yeah. That's one area where you definitely have the word unprecedented thrown around a hell of a lot. We have Mariska on the line. She has a question, not necessarily lockdown related, but to do with the pavement, I believe. Mariska, are your question for Wendy?
Morning, Wendy. Mariska here.
Hi, Mariska.
We have done paving through quite a big company in Durban a little while ago, and there's a 10-year guarantee on it. We needed to have some repairs done, and I contacted them. They told me the branch that did our paving has closed down and they can't service us anymore, but the company is still operational. Now, am I out of my guarantee because this branch has closed down that serviced me? Do I lose it now?
You shouldn't. The short answer is you shouldn't. Legally, you only have the government through the CPA, the Consumer Protection Act, gives us 6 months warranty on any goods or services. So that would be a legal thing. You would have very strong legal recourse if it was within 6 months and they gave you that line. Anything from month seven is an optional warranty offered by the company as a marketing exercise, really, to give you peace of mind. But it's certainly not okay for them to renege by saying the branch closest to you is closed down if they're a company that has more than one branch. Definitely not. I think we should out them, Mariska. So if you want to send me an email, please give me the details. I will give them an opportunity to respond and let's take it from there. But you definitely shouldn't be left without your warranty being honored.
All right. So that's two people to get a hold of Wendy directly. And it's easy. You go to her Facebook page. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. And on the right hand side, you'll see there is a mail option. That's how you mail Wendy directly. And she'll take care of your problem, Mariska, and the one from earlier.
And then, Wendy, we have Preston on the line, and he has a question about gym contracts. Good morning, Preston. Speak to Wendy.
Hi, Wendy. So I actually agree to a 3-year contract with a big gym. And since the lockdown, the gym has closed. And this could never be $150 every month. And when I tried contacting the customer service number, it's actually going to voicemail.
Okay, this is a shocking situation. I have a lot of respect for Virgin Active, Planet Fitness, and a couple of others that have chosen not to debit their members' bank accounts during lockdown. I think they thought it would only be a couple of months and they must be seriously hemorrhaging financially now. Legally, if you don't get what you pay for, you shouldn't have to pay for it. But so many gyms have chosen to keep debiting in full, as in this case. They're not communicating with their clients directly. They're debiting in full. We realize this is unprecedented, but they're deciding that, you know, they must be fully paid no matter that they're not providing a service. All I can say is I've written stories about this. I've aired it quite a lot. You certainly would, I would say, you'd be entitled to cancel the contract without penalty. Whether the gyms are doing this, I don't know. I've got a feeling they aren't. But I think the chickens are going to come home to roost for these fitness companies that are debiting in full and not providing, not opening their communication channels to their members. Just, I will take your money. A lot of people are reversing their debits with some success in some cases, but this is an ongoing story, and I don't think it's going to end well for the gyms that have chosen to treat their members like this. People will remember when this crisis is over, and I don't think such companies deserve support.
Could we go so far as to say it won't work out very well?
Good one, Darren. Yes, I don't think it will. I don't think it will.
All right, Wendy, we could keep you for hours and hours and hours, but Wendy does read all of her mails and one of the busiest people right now, all consumer issues during the lockdown. She has all the answers for you, or she can put you in contact with the right people. Her best way to get a hold of Wendy Nola is on her Facebook. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. There is a mail option on the side there, and you get a hold of her and she'll get a hold of you directly. Wendy, thank you so much. Darren, Kerry and Skye, East Coast Radio.